I feel like we have, you know, we have put together a course, a meme kit, you know, how to become a meme, how to become a memer today in India. So we have put a whole course out.
Yeah.
Anyone who
probably
watches this,
your first slide should be how to get viral in 5 minutes.
How to get viral in 5 minutes.
Yo, I ain't here for the money, I ain't here for the fame. Though it might be nice to own a jet plane, I'ma do it all for you. Come along and see it's true. But the world is pretty cold. You might need
come here. Okay. All right. I think we are live. Yes. Yeah. So welcome to the first ever podcast of Project Little India. Today we have a very special guest. Again, this is going to be an influencer we are talking to. So it's going to be one of those juicy episodes. He is one of the most popular, he's running one of the most popular meme accounts. You might not know him by face, but as soon as I tell you his account name, you will immediately recognize who I'm talking about. He's one of the OG memers in the country. His account name is The Indian Memes. And with that, I welcome you, Mr. Karanveer Singh. Is that right?
Happy to be here, man.
Yeah. Right. It's my pleasure. All right. So let's jump right into it, Raya. You are running The Indian Memes. You know, it's literally one of the most popular meme accounts in the country right now. Yeah, I have this page open for me. Let me just share it with you very quick. Can you see my screen right now?
Yeah, I'm able to see. Yes.
Look at the progress you have made over the years. The Indian Memes, you have almost 200,000 followers on IG right now. On Facebook, you have a bigger following of 600,000. People liking your page, 640,000 followers. So that's a big following you've gained yourself over the years. Tell us something about what is the kind of advice you will give to aspiring influencers, you know, who want to have a career like you. You know, so maybe you could start with something like, you know, when did you realize you wanted to be an influencer? Because I'm sure many people are interested about this.
So yeah. So anyway, my journey was pretty funny. It wasn't being somebody who wants to be famous on the internet. It was how I got into it. So yeah, it was back when there was Orkut. If you guys know, I'm pretty sure hardly anybody must be knowing, because it's back in like 2010. So one of my friends, he had a group there and he managed to monetize it, and he could buy a PSP back then. And buying something yourself and being an eighth grader, it was something I was in awe. How can somebody buy a product himself through social media? I mean, right now everybody is realizing that monetizing social media is easy and very possible. And it isn't something that, you know, we come to surprise that person is being able to, you know, have a living through it. So back then I was totally surprised. And that particular item, I mean, as a kid, we all wish to have, you know, certain things. So starting, my goal was, you know, how I can buy things out of my pocket by doing something that is so achievable. So that's how I came into it. But as I came into the social media space, back then Orkut was vanishing and Facebook was entering the game. And as we know, Orkut was gone and Facebook just blew the market completely.
Yeah.
So as I joined Facebook, right now we all see meme templates. So how the meme started, it actually didn't start from memes itself. It was more of a troll culture. If you know those black and white trolls, funny rage, all those kind. That's how it actually started. So back then I was just seeing how things were like Gangnam Style, Minion. Those were the trends back then. I mean, back then, 20, right now 20. We are seeing a challenge every week.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something getting trending, sometimes organic, sometimes paid. But as an audience, we are not really aware how this is happening. But back then it was mostly, you know, something weird used to happen, or it was organic in my sense. Most of the trending stuff back then was organic completely. Like Gangnam Style, it was so weird. It was weirdly catchy. So everybody just gone on to it. And then I myself created a page. So what I realized back then was memes was very new. And anything that is trending, create a dedicated meme page around it. So like I created the Gangnam Style memes, one of the pages, and it went like in a day 1 lakh likes.
Oh my God, so that's interesting.
It was, yeah. So basically it was like surfing on the wave. So I realized it was very easy to, you know, it was basically, I was seeing what the audience wants at the moment. Even right now I do that. Personally, there are certain choices, like there is, I don't like the thing like A and B, I don't like A, but I know my audience will, you know, appreciate A. So I let it be, and that is what I'm putting across. I mean, unless I do put things which are like close to me, like my opinion along with it. But after all, if you want to run a page or, you know, have an audience who keeps appreciating you, you need to understand them as well and cater to their requirements. So this is how I started. This is how I entered Facebook. And then what I first did was I was just exploring. I mean, I was in my 9th grade. I had no clue, pretty much no connections as well. But yeah, I was networking. I realized that was the first thing anybody has to do. Research, explore, and network. Because you wouldn't realize unless you see it for yourself. I mean, I can tell you things, but you wouldn't understand unless you are posting, you are seeing how the engagement is coming back to you. So that's what I did. In the earlier stages, I created a lot of pages. I used to, you know, monetize them. And even I have sold handles altogether. I mean, that used to happen back in those times. So it was very easy to create a page. Yeah. And Facebook was giving a lot of reach, which is currently not the case. Yeah. Although Instagram is.
Yeah.
So eventually, like, I created Indian memes in 2012. And after 2015-16, I got a little maybe busy with my college. So I didn't post much on my Facebook page. But then again, in the first lockdown in 2020,
right,
I started on Instagram. So that's how I grew like 1.5 lakhs fans over this year.
Yeah. Wow, this is all. So the 188,000 you were looking at on IG was all from ever since COVID started.
Yeah, this is April 2020. And what happened was, this is also a funny story. So what happened, when we joined, we posted some of the content, but I don't know how, but Instagram removed our account because of some, you know, wrong complaint or something. So basically in March 2020, there wasn't an account. We had lost hope, and it was like, I'll pack up and, you know, I didn't want to put the effort all again, but then it got back, and then here we are. So, yeah.
Wow. I mean,
things are looking good.
Like I was asking you, you know, I'm already surprised from an outside perspective. This seems like you were not only ahead of the curve for your age range, but also ahead of most people online at the time, because most people didn't even believe in the idea of internet, let alone social media and that being a medium of earning. So
yeah,
how were you so ahead of, you know, how were you such a smart kid?
So, at young age? I mean, first, like, I have also thanked my friend enough. I mean, the guy, because the fact that he told me it is possible and he was able to do it. So that story had an impact on me. And I knew that guy. So, and I knew his skill set as well. So I was like, this is something I can also do. And I realized nobody else knew about it. And it was all, you know, at a very early stage where you could set up anything right now. And the engagement was amazing. Yeah. And like, trying and testing stuff out, when I realized that, you know, there's a trend coming, create a page around it, you know, push the page. If you have other pages, then the chances of getting viral are very, very easy. And then you can maybe monetize it and, you know, sell the account altogether. But then I also realized there is no dedicated page for India. I mean, like right now we see Scoop Hoop, Filter Copy, the Viral Fever and XYZ. There are a lot of pages. I mean, these are really good brands that they have converted to, but they were not there back then. There was nobody back then.
Correct.
Like even Ted the Stoner wasn't there probably. So like these guys came later, maybe they were more consistent.
Yeah.
And that's how, whatever they have achieved, I mean. And the weirdest part in my case is I never really created content. I've always been curating content. But I've been able to, you know, with even my curation, getting a better engagement than original creators. So like, so this is maybe understanding the audience, right? Even right now, whenever I'm choosing stuff, it is very, you know, I know, it's just, I only know it's my gut feeling. Like having somebody else on the page, they wouldn't understand what works, what doesn't work.
Yeah.
I can simply tell, like, I see something, I know this will work. And sometimes it even does better than what it did for the creator himself. I mean, because there are a lot of creators don't have an audience. A lot of creators don't. And as creator point of view, you always see your content to be, you know, good. You cannot see it as bad because there's something you've spent a lot of time on.
Absolutely.
But I am at a very, you know, where I can make any judgment I like. I mean, it sounds rude though, but yeah, after all, it's all business. So I am choosing content, whatever works. And then, as I was telling you earlier, I have this benchmarks of good, bad, like by engagement ratios. And I think like in my case, it should be around 10% at least for whatever thing is working. So that's how I serve my audience. And, you know, that's how it has been my Instagram, you know, grow to quite an extent. And also in these times, there are a lot of people who are using the internet. So that's a plus for all the people who are on the social media space.
100%. 100%. I feel like the gift you're talking about is having a strong sense of culture, having a strong sense of consumer behavior.
Yeah.
It seems like you have a very good grasp on it, and especially getting this this tag name of Indian memes. You know, anyone new coming online, if he wants to check memes that are made around India, he will literally search Indian memes. Yeah. So
yeah, this is probably the most generic name you can ever think of. Yeah. But imagine me getting that generic name was because I came up with it. I mean, it's very generic.
You were the earliest. I think that's what gifted you this tag name is. That, you know, you're earliest in the game, and that's what got you so far, I feel like, you know, and especially having that vision ki, you know, chahe wo friend se ho, chahe wo, you know, you have seen someone like that as well. I feel like,
and I think it's also been beneficial because, you know, earlier, like right now I'm getting out of that age to an extent, but earlier I was in that meme culture. I mean, my friends are telling me a meme, I am consuming them right now, but to an extent right now it is more because I need to. Earlier it was because I was so it was, once you're into it, it's very easy to predict things. I mean, somebody who's like at 30 years of age and who doesn't have an interest, even if I give him my account, he would never know what to put, what not to put. So being in that culture really helped me, you know, always being around good creators. I always appreciate creators who've been like giving me content constantly, because that's how the page grew. Definitely.
And I feel like you had a good point about content curation versus content creation. I feel like you see this example again and again, especially in this meme world, in this meme industry. Like, let's take this most popular example, which is very recent, about, I think I'm pronouncing his name right, Yashraj Mukhate, right? This guy gets the best of songs, the best of movie scenes, you know. He gets even that Daily Soap, you know, wo chane cooker mein dal diya wala scene jo tha.
That's how he started.
Such a simple clip and remixed it and, you know, got some music around it. I mean, he's definitely talented, but I think what got him so far is not the music remixing skill, but it's rather the culture that time, you know, ki quarantine mein sab bore the and everyone was consuming like these Daily Soap operas with family. And I think it blew
up. But like in, so like in such cases, I say the content creation was, you know, okay, it was good, but the timing, the picking of the dialogue and, you know, there has to be a lot of combinations. I mean, like we right now, you see a lot of, you know, reels happening on viral songs. I mean, those songs are made and then marketed in a way so that those challenges are picked up and the song picks up eventually. So in that way,
it's a marketing.
There are two sides of it. So what happens is the song is being made in a way so that it can, you know, fit the reel or fit the challenge or, you know, be associated with it. So maybe somewhere the content is being twisted. I mean, the artist is being, you know, from the marketing side or from the producer side, being guided and not in an artistic way.
I see. So that they can monetize
but,
it.
Monthly. Yeah. But the other side is they are being able to monetize. I mean, Tony Kakkad right now, how is he working?
Good example.
Simply, this is the only rule he's doing. That's it. Tony Kakkad, her sister. I mean, they are good. But not that good the way they are getting in comparison to other, you know, singers out there.
So, I mean, I think wo benchmark to hai, you know, is level ka good to hai, matlab hona hi chahiye singing mein. After that,
I mean, come on, you're a singer here.
Yeah. Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So, wohi, exactly.
Yeah.
So, wohi hai, so people are, you know, adapting to new methods where they're, music will get a better exposure. Matlab, their art will get a better exposure. So like I mentioned these example of singers, they are doing it. So with this guy, Yash Raj, he also got lucky. Obviously, he didn't think so it'll go so viral. That's the beauty of the internet. I mean, you really don't know what will work. I mean, I can expect something, but you cannot expect something to be, you know, this is viral material, this is not.
Yeah.
And to get viral, you need to be, you know, lucky, some good accounts are picking your content up, and then there are creators who are reusing your content. In his case, the best part was coming off reels with it, so people were able to create easily content on his, you know, song. If there wasn't a reel feature, I wouldn't say he would be famous, because otherwise people wouldn't be able to reuse and create content so easily.
Share
on the same platform.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's going to take the effort of downloading the video, taking out the audio, putting their video and that audio together. That is not going to happen.
Yeah.
So even with this, so abhi viral kyun ho rahi hai sab cheeze? One thing I'll say, content is created on a very, you know, it's very convenient. It's very short spanned. That's how TikTok worked. And that's how when they got banned, I can name like 5 to 10 companies who are just doing that. They are just, you know, a copy of TikTok, trying to
gathering
take as
back
much
that
audience of India they can.
Yeah, correct.
That's the case.
I mean, now that we have picked up this topic slightly about, you know, the ban of TikTok and what's coming up next, I have we talked previous to this podcast on a call, and I thought about this ever since. Do you think apps like Moj, apps like, you know, Chingari and other few apps which are trying to copy TikTok, which are trying to, or rather, you know, come to this industry replacing TikTok, do you think they have a fighting chance when compared to Instagram Reels? I mean, you have that kind of behavior, you know, analytical thinking. What do you say?
Firstly, in my opinion, Instagram and those apps, they have different audience. I mean, Instagram, I'll say like metro cities or maybe tier two cities. But in those cases, the audience is different to an extent. But given the times, a lot of people have also joined Instagram.
Yeah.
I'll say to beat Instagram is really impossible at the moment because of the, you know, the how ahead they have got now. And there are a lot of multiple things you can do at one platform.
So, true.
More the convenience, more the add-ons you give, people are likely to use one platform. Just in the case like when Stories came,
and
I forgot Snapchat.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't need Snapchat and it was pointless for a person. I mean, you can have it, you can do that streak thing probably. But what's the point? If like you were addicted to that particular feature or that's what you want, you will choose a product which is offering you everything.
Everything.
So now they are offering what TikTok was offering, Reels. They have Stories. So for a person, nobody is, you know, pinpointing or looking for certain feature. If even if they are, they will choose Instagram because it's better branded, more easy, and they're offering something else as well. And more audience is the case. And even right now, like when the Reels feature came out, Instagram gave their best to, you know, make sure that it reaches to more people. So that as a coming influencer or a content creator, you are like, this is much, much better on Moj or Chingari. at best, I'm just able to hit my followers, or the explore is very less. But on Instagram, a creator probably with 1,000 likes is hitting 1,000,000 views, and then he's getting 10,000 followers. There are a lot of cases I know. I mean, even for my account, there are certain videos which have gone up to 3-4 million views. Mm-hmm. I mean, how is that possible? I haven't tried and tested out the other platforms, but obviously Instagram will be ahead of them. Mm-hmm. But even said then, for in a business point of view, there is a lot of space these businesses, other businesses can function, and they should go ahead with it. I mean,
definitely. I mean,
certainly.
I feel like the social media business is such a big table. You know, everyone can have their.
Yeah, own. There is a, you know, there's always a slice of cake for you.
Yeah, 100%. And I feel like what allowed TikTok to grow in the first place, even when, you know, Instagram was there, I feel like what allowed them to grow so quickly was their algorithm. They somehow managed, like you were saying, they somehow managed to get these record-breaking view numbers. And they keep, I don't know what it is about their algorithm, but it is so, it operates on a completely different level compared to Instagram feed, or even, you know, Facebook, which is quite, left behind now in terms of algorithm. But I feel like TikTok algorithm was very fast paced. If someone like Moj or someone like Chingari can work on that algorithm more and actually get it to the TikTok level, I think they have a fighting chance.
Actually, in case of India, I'll say the algorithm is definitely the scene. But a lot of other factors that actually helped. So Jio. Jio came up with such a cheap internet.
Correct.
That like I used to go to a juice wala. Matlab, this guy, you can never imagine. This guy has a good phone. He has, you know, a camera, a net. So now he has the ability to create content if he wants to.
Mm.
So basically, the audience TikTok had in India, these guys never had a, you know, phone or maybe such a cheap access to the internet.
Yeah.
This was one factor. These guys, I mean, they are hardworking guys, but they do have a lot of time. And this was very easy way to for them to enjoy, create content. And obviously, everybody loves, you know, you have a certain amount of followers and everything.
Yeah.
So that's how. Yeah. So it's kind of like addictive, like the way they showed in the movie Social Dilemma. I mean, I'm sure these guys, and for them, it is like the first time they are being exposed to social media. And that was probably their second step or first step was TikTok.
Yeah.
They were hooked to it. And when like the good creators or, you know, you can say the established one, they realize how much audience it has, even they switched. Second thing is nobody was offering such a platform where you could so easily create content. I mean, it takes you like 30 minutes to make 2-3 videos. I'm not like undermining their efforts, but it is easy.
It's much easier.
If you compare it to somebody who's, you know, making a YouTube video, or somebody who's making podcast, somebody who's, you know, making infographics or memes, that takes a lot of time, even Photoshop or something. That is a...
As soon as you go into post-production, it takes a lot of time. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. And TikTok, so there is no post-production. Just simply take a video.
Exactly.
Behind it, yeah.
You can probably lip sync, you can probably dance, you can probably act, you can probably do anything.
You can react to other TikToks.
You know, play a song. Yeah, so they just made it so easy that even people like me who will never come up to the camera will be like, let's give it a try and let's try to create a video. These all factors then came the lockdown. I mean, in the lockdown, it got banned because obviously the China and everything.
Yeah.
But certainly the lockdown helped it again.
Mm.
All these apps are now like booming. Chingari, Moj. Now, even there's an app recently they were in, I spoke to them, Triller. So they are the same app and they are good globally. What their numbers were last August, they told me 50 million of audience they have.
Oh,
so right now it must be crossing 100 million. I mean, the numbers are huge.
Anything,
I mean, I get it. Instagram will have to.
I feel like once you do anything in India, no matter what you do, it's going to be huge. I mean, provided if you have a good product and, you know, have a good service in hand.
Yeah.
I feel like if you aim at the whole of India, you know, it's gonna blow up. Like there's no question about it. It's gonna break every single world record. So I feel like
exactly like Jio did break it. They got 100 million customers in a year. So imagine.
God.
And these guys, I'm pretty sure out of these 100 million, 90 million must be the ones who, you know, were so easily accessing the internet. And out of these 90 million, 50 million must be on TikTok. That's my estimate. That's how it is.
I mean, I'm sure the number is nearby that, if not more. If not more.
Yeah, if not more. Pretty sure.
100%. You talked briefly a while back in this podcast itself about Instagram versus Facebook. And I didn't pick that up that time because we had a more interesting conversation going on. Mm-hmm. But I will just share screen again for a while. And I will show you what he meant by that. Now, if you look at, you're able to see my screen, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you look at, here's a funny meme that he uploaded a few days back.
Probably we can just go down.
Okay. Anyway, my point was,
yeah.
Same meme, you got 21 likes here on Facebook.
Yeah.
And on Instagram, you got 21,000.
Yeah.
The difference is so clear. It's in the thousands.
Yeah. And the audience is 1/3.
Exactly. So, you have 600,000, 6 lakh followers, 6.5 lakh followers on Facebook compared to 1.5 on IG, Instagram. Why is there such a big difference in engagement rate? Is that because of the break you had taken in the middle? So it messed up your algorithm or what is it really?
So there are a lot of factors. First, the break obviously did its, you know, part. But second thing is Facebook is right now, you know, there are a lot of pages, accounts, your feed is always full. And there are a lot of ads that are going on. So the space in the feed, I feel, it has decreased to an extent that the creators are not getting, you know, a good engagement. So like in my case, when I say on Instagram, some account is doing good, that is 10%. And when you ask me on Facebook, I'll probably say 1%.
Oh yeah.
I'm not even getting 1%, but I'm generally talking about everybody. So even if they're getting 1% of their total audience,
they're lucky.
I'll say in terms of likes only. So they are doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Wow.
I think you can blame the ads. You can blame there a lot of, you know, soon enough, Instagram, it is going to happen to Instagram as well. I mean, these platforms, they do promote ads after a certain while. And then there are a lot of creators and there are a lot of, you know, your feed is always full. So any page will be getting less amount of, you know, exposure.
It's too noisy. Engagement. It's too noisy on Facebook. Yeah.
It's too noisy. And what I realized, certainly being in the social media space, I'm trying to maintain my Instagram as much as possible. You have to really please the algorithm. And it has to be in a very consistent manner. Like you cannot post 20 times a day and expect engagement or, you know, post 10 times in an hour or post something which has already gone viral, posted by most of the accounts and expected to get engagement. So like I think like what factors one should weigh when they are choosing content,
when they're choosing to please the algorithm. That's a golden question.
Please the algorithm.
Yes.
First of all, you really need to know your audience. By that I mean the demographics. If it's in the case of India, you really need to know when to post, probably anywhere between 12 p.m to, you know, 10 p.m. That is ideal. Okay. And second thing, I'll say, this should be ideally the case. But if there is something like at even at, you know, 2 a.m., there is some breaking news or something, definitely go ahead with it. Mm. Be the first one. You are being the first one, that is the best case. You can avoid all these other factors. Because you will be the first one to post about it. So your engagement on this will be good.
Definitely.
No matter the time. Yeah. Hmm. And second thing, this is in terms of curation. You cannot redo a joke a lot of times. You cannot post something that has already been posted by mainstream accounts. I mean, there is no point. Your audience will be consuming the content somewhere else.
Absolutely.
So you are just, you know, in a way, Instagram will be like, this person is not, you know, providing. I mean, that's how it works. They will keep seeing how your engagement is. that's how they will give the engagement as well. I mean, it is a...
They keep promoting it that way. Right.
Yeah. And so for content creators, I'll say originality and relevance to your timing, to your audience, and to the trends. Trends is very important at the moment. I mean, there's certainly like if there's a show coming or there's a show, a lot of these brands, they push their, you know, meme templates. And then later on, a lot of it is picked organically as well. Like I was telling you about the case study of Cred in a way.
Correct.
What they did, how the memes were followed, and how there were a lot of good memes that were not even paid. But at least the creator is getting engagement because he realizes that this is trending at the moment. This is what everybody is eyeing at the moment. And they would want to consume. Yeah. I mean, when the IPL was on, IPL memes makes a lot of sense. I mean, you watch a match, you see whatever is happening. You see something funny, weird happening. You choose that template. You take it out and you make something around it.
And you so get
that is how I mean, a person. Yeah. So you need to, you know, be up with trends, be relevant, be as original or unique. As in curation, you cannot be original, but obviously make sure you are, you know, either way you can have an opinion with it.
Yeah.
Redo it, but you know, like I do, I make sure I put captions where I have my opinion with it. I ask a question to my audience so that they have this urge to, you know, give their opinion or, you know, have a discussion along with me. So even those comments help out. Yeah,
definitely. I mean, that's a lot to unpack. That's definitely a lot to unpack. Yeah. I feel like I'm a very frequent listener to what Gary Vaynerchuk says. If you don't know who Gary Vaynerchuk is, I'm talking to the audience right now. If you don't know who he is, you should check him out. The guy is, again, like yourself, in many ways, a consumer behavior, consumer pattern analyst. So he was also saying the same thing the other day, which you have perfectly, you know, put into words about content quantity, and the speed of content quantity must be high. It is not necessary, for example, you know, when you're talking about IPL and cricket memes, the first thing that came in my mind was wo jo Ishant Sharma ka, wo jo weird sa face tha. That event got viral. You don't need to be, you know, the best Photoshopper and have that picture quality, the, you know, best possible way to be edited. If you're getting the job done, get it out fast because you have to ride the trend wave. If you're late into it, then there's no point of promoting it. Anyone else will do it before you, right?
Yeah, so, and chances are, so abhi kya hua hai, since the content making is so easy, chances are there would be somebody who would be thinking along what you are thinking. Because after all, you both have the same image. You both have the, you know, you've been grown up the same manner. So you will also say when they, you know, when parents are looking at you, but I mean, some of the, you know, memes have been redone over time. It's just we are getting a new picture to it or, you know, a new reaction to it.
Or more relevant.
After all, it's the same. So being quick is actually the key. Being quick is really helpful, I'll say.
Yeah.
I mean, it lets you, you know, then you can compensate on your quality also. I mean, if it wasn't that funny, it will do better because you were first one to
post
pick it up and, you know, post it. Yeah,
correct. Absolutely. I feel like coming back to that Gary Vaynerchuk topic, that will also unpack what you said previously about what happened to Facebook will also happen to Instagram at some point. You know, it will become too noisy to a point where engagement is so low that, you know, creators will move, and henceforth the viewers and followers will also move. I feel like that is absolutely true, and that is another thing that, you know, he says, Gary Vaynerchuk says, is that organic growth is very tough on these platforms now because they're so huge, which is why, you know, he always says that LinkedIn and TikTok are the only platforms where organic growth is a thing. And I'm sure he's not too much in the Indian scene, but I feel like even Moj and Chingari henceforth will have a fighting chance because I feel like there will be a lot of organic growth possibility for influencers. So I feel like if you're an influencer and you're making content along the style of, you know, TikTok or Reels, you should immediately jump onto as many platforms as you can so that ho sakta hai, you know, you're not doing as well on Instagram Reels, but you pop off on Chingari. If you have a couple thousand, 50,000, 40,000 followers on Chingari, I feel like it's worth it to give a shot. Yeah. It's the same content. Yeah.
Here, so, right? my point being, like, right now, this year, or maybe from the time Reels were started, Instagram is giving them more reach than they should have, in my opinion. And but what will that make? That will make there would be like a million influencers, probably, who will have 100k followers. But where is they will be creating content. And the best part about this is you can create a reel every day. I know creators who've been creating 4-5 reels a day. So now, where does all this content go? For somebody like, suppose if you were in the creating space, obviously there is no space for you. I mean, you are somebody with 1,000 followers creating good content. Okay, you will get 10,000 views. That's a good case. But what about them? They already have 1 lakh followers.
Yeah.
So I feel it is also, I mean, it is unfair, but it is fair as well.
Right? It is a competitive market.
They have established them. Yeah, it's competitive. So. Yeah. If there is no space, where does the content go? I mean, how can it be explored?
True.
So after all, that's what happened with Facebook. Also, they do encourage advertising. I mean, that's their goal. Obviously, they want to earn with it. But that will happen even if you take Chingari or Moj. If they have a lot of, creators, that would happen there as well.
Eventually happen, yeah.
Because there will... So right now, if there is like 10,000 videos going into Explore, your chances of being on, getting followed is more on Chingari. But on Instagram, it is, that number is 1 million right now, probably.
Yeah.
So I'll say, so any platform you switch to, this will keep happening.
Keep happening.
I mean, if you think so, yeah.
Yeah, I feel so, like if you're early into it, then you have some chance, you know. You might, might test your luck being early into it, but definitely, but eventually,
in my opinion,
all the platforms,
your content, after all, the only answer to this is your content. There
is true.
If your content is good, there is no algorithm stopping you. Rather, they will, you need to, obviously, because right now it is not easy to get viral because there are a lot of good creators. I mean, I create something, I think this is amazing. I see left and right, I see, oh, this is also amazing. Why should I get a million views, not these guys? So the competitiveness has grown to quite an extent. A lot of people are doing it full time. A lot of people doing part time. A lot of people are, just doing it like that. I mean, that's why it's not easy as such. So, yeah. But what I have found is your content is the key.
Content is key.
I mean, you can, so let's Take talk about voice. That guy. I think his name is Khab. Sorry?
Content is key. Take note. All the aspiring memers, content is key. That's a...
Yeah, content is key.
Yourself,
I mean, I wouldn't mind featuring somebody if their content is good. I will credit them as well. They don't even... I otherwise sometimes, do paid promotion. But if your content is so good, I will be like, sorry, bro, I have to feature it only. I am doing it anyway. Because, I am getting a good engagement because of that guy. So his content will be picked up by major pages.
So, right. You were saying about, at the end of the day, the content is key and chai kuch bhi ho jai, it will pop off the page. Yeah. Right. So, okay. I'll ask you this question. I feel like this is a big deal in our society. I feel like this question that I'm asking is going to be relevant to growing influencers or even influencers who are too scared to start because of this reason. And the question is, how do you deal with hate comments? Do you think it is a big deal in our society today? Do you have any hate comment related experience or any advice that you would give to aspiring influencers to tackle this kind of a cyberbullying?
Okay.
What's your say? Do you think it's a big deal on Indian social media right now?
So first of all, like in my case, mine is not, I don't have a face to my page. So in a way, I'm always protected. So maybe I never experienced it. If somebody says so, I don't take it personally. I take it as, towards my choice. It doesn't feel like towards me. Feels like towards my product, or you can say towards the things I do.
Correct.
So in my case, it doesn't harm me much. But obviously, this is after, because, you know, I'm right now 24. I've been in this space since long. I'm aware of things. And probably you can say I'm mentally strong. But this cannot be for everybody. People, you know, they do have points when somebody says, probably, you know, comment anything like, you probably look so weird, body shaming, or towards their choices or something. People can take it personally, but they need to understand that will be the case. If you are coming online, you should probably expect more hate than appreciation, because it is, because people do like to troll. I mean, I myself too. Like, it's like you do something, I would want to, you know, have a joke about it, not like, bro, you're looking so cute or something. Probably something like, you know, that is how I looked in kindergarten or something. I mean, something along those lines. So you do really, there are a lot of, I wouldn't say this is, you know, bullying to an extent, but you need to filter out the comments. I mean, it is as easy as blocking and deleting that comment, because certain people, their ideologies are so different that you cannot go on an individual manner and, you know, teach them something. It is something their life, you know, their whole life has given them, and, you know, they are coming and saying something so stupid. How can you expect them to, you know, understand in a comment thread? So I'll say people need to first, you know, agree, or they should expect ki they will be trolled to an extent. And the platform will try to protect you by blocking, deleting, or, you know, filtering out the comments whichever have abusive words. But you should take the, you should take it in a way ki it will happen, and not take it personally, I'll say. Because not these guys are hidden under a, you know, a fake profile.
Yeah.
Or, you know, impost.
So private profile.
I mean, see, you do not take an opinion of a stranger who himself is trying to hide. Probably they are just, you know, trying to
mess up with you. Yeah.
So I'll say ki, matlab you, I'll say go through all the comments. You should also go through the matlab comments that are against you. Take whatever you feel is true. I mean, they sometimes they are true. Like, I am posting probably Alia Bhatt meme. Somebody comes, you are always targeting her. What have you done with your life? That's true. I mean, she's an actress. She's facing a lot of pressure. She's not smart, but are you smart? I mean, I am not that smart, right? So let's just, I mean, what right now I have done out of it, I have stopped, you know, taking digs as much as I used to, and not, you know, do it in a respectful manner. I mean, let's not, you know, take everything and turn and twist it like masala or something. So there is a lot of things to pick from the hate comments as well. Although if somebody comes and says your account sucks, there is no, you know, constructive thing to take out of it.
Correct.
Okay, then that is your personal choice. And it is okay to be disliked. That is also established, because you are not, you know, something like, I mean, just take the case of SRK and Salman. Inke followers, they'll keep hating on each other. This is a pure personal choice, and nobody will like you or, you know, dislike you, as there is no hard rule. But expect ki both of the things will happen, and that's how it is in life also. But for, you know, younger generation, it is hard to take. So for them, I feel they should be always, you know, with a certain guidance, or, you know, a lot of young influencers I'm seeing, they are being represented by agencies now. So that really helps, because if they're doing it individually, so that's a lot to deal with. I mean, you know, you're creating content, a lot of stress that goes into it. So yeah.
After that, not even getting that appreciation can be, you know, sometimes.
It can be, and you are alone, you know, doing it, because obviously parents don't have much clue about it. So having a guidance, having a support team, having, you know, being in connect with people who are also doing it. I mean, it would be so much better if somebody comes and tells me, bro, mere ko bhi aise hi bola. So then it's like, bro, I mean, this happens.
Yeah.
This is the case. So then you don't think they were okay, I think that guy just goes around and, you know, comments this only most. So yeah, that's pretty much about it.
I feel like you hit the nail with this answer. This is so true. If you are trying to be an influencer, I think, you know, like, I'm not so sure about the Indian statistics about this, but Western, it is already established ki, like, there are more teenagers right now that want to be social media influencers than not. So now that, you know, there are so many people that have made this their, you know, life goal, ki bhai mere ko bhi influencer banna hai. There is so much that goes behind it. There is so much planning, like, you know, like he was saying, like Mr. Karmi was saying about algorithm ko kaise please karna hai, the consistency of it. You have to be very fast on upload. You have to be very quick to catch trends, to even predict trends sometimes. You have to be able to deal with this sort of hate. I feel like, you know, being anonymous with it to some extent helps. You're no more anonymous now, but definitely it helps to some extent. But there are so many people, especially the younger kids, you know, who are just getting to start, you know, like, for example, 14-year-old koi hai, Indian, who's trying to get into gaming. All of a sudden, his friends are hating on him. His friends are trolling. Are like, what? Gary Minati wannabe, yeah, ye hai, ye wo hai. Like, so many people stop on their fourth and fifth stream, and that's it. They're like, nahi bhai, mere ko nahi karna, you know. There's a lot of hate and everything. But I feel like if you have a thick skin, if you really want it that bad, you should go ahead no matter what. I feel like mere motivational quotes will not even help you, because you're so passionate, you're so driven that you will do it anyway.
So, like, in this case, like, sometimes people ask you this question, whether you would like to be rich or, you know, be a public figure. I always say rich, because being a public figure is I'm realizing I see actors right now, they are being criticized for the amount of donation they are doing. I mean, that's a very personal choice. I do understand they should give larger sums, but that is something you can, you know, you cannot criticize on that. You can just expect, or you can say they are more generous, but they are giving their bit, they are doing their share. So being a public figure, putting your face into public is a lot of things.
It's a lot of pressure.
It is not easy. And on social media, it is very easy to get, you know, your feedback. So in case of movies, your feedback comes through a newspaper, through, you know, you heard something or something. Here it is coming. There is a guy who comments. There are a lot of people. I mean, there, and these comments, what are they trying to be? Cool, you know, being appreciated, or you know,
yeah,
they are like, great dig, bro, burn, or something like that. Terms. Maybe they are also like, what even I think, there are a lot of people right now, they're just thinking to how to take a dig ASAP. I mean, put anything. They just want to be
recognized,
quirky and something, recognize themselves as well. They don't really mean it. It just, it sounds funny and cool.
It
doesn't make sense.
I've seen this so many times. There are so many influencers that tell me this, that they have seen hate comments and very bad ones, you know, DMs that are, you know, wishing death on them, that bad. But when they respond to them, like, bro, what happened? Immediately they start fanboying or fangirling. They're like, oh, I'm such a big fan. Can I get a selfie with you? You know, can you repost my story? Immediately, like, you see the shift in perspective and you realize that all that these people want is just recognition from, you know, because for most of them, you're like celebrities. So it's like, you know, getting a response from Shah Rukh Khan, getting a response from Kareena Kapoor.
And as such, until and unless it is a very radical view, suppose, or, you know, you're taking something politically, there won't be any DM. It will be all in the comments itself. I mean, that is, they don't want to put a point across you. They want to put a point across everybody.
The public.
People who are following you. So if anybody wants to give you feedback, probably they'll DM you, or, you know, they'll put it very well. Like, there was a person who recently only told me, I started this new series of content, and he didn't like that particular content. So he clearly said, I don't like this kind of content. Don't take it personally, but I'm not going to watch it. So I'm like, noted. I mean, there are a lot of people who are watching it. I am not going to shut it down because of you. But the way he has put it, I am at least considering it. अब कोई मतलब somebody says anything you know absurd or totally abusive, I do filter out that. Rather sometimes I then have a discussion with him because there's an advantage of you being you know the influencer or the meme page. Then you can even sit down and have a discussion because I am I think maybe you know I just like I was saying these guys are pretty younger to me, so I can you know have a conversation, make them realize how they have made the mistake or you know make them feel a little bad about themselves. So I do it a little like they have taken a day, then I'll be like, do you do and tell this to anybody or something along those lines. So I think you need to be a little strong, thick skin, like you were saying. And you know, ignorance is bliss. That's what I do. I mean, I didn't, if I have like 2 lakh followers, I'm sure there are a lot of haters as well. That's how it is in real life and on social media. So yeah, that's how it is.
True. Wise words, definitely. I feel like this is going to help a lot of aspiring influencers. All right. So would you recommend a high school student or like you were at one point, a grade 8 student, would you recommend them to follow your career choices? You know, because right now this is your side hustle. Would you imagine this meme page or a meme account to be so big for one of your, you know, fans or one of the people who are watching this right now, for them to be able to do this one time, to be able to do this full time, you know, and have this as a feasible career choice? Or would you think this is more of a side hustle thing and they could, you know, be able to earn extra few bucks on the side? What's your say? Would you recommend them to go on?
The part-time thing, in case of India especially, I'll speak first. So the part-time jobs hasn't been a thing always. But thanks to the social media, it is very easy right now to, you know, monetize it and, you know, earn from it. Yeah. That being said, it is also, I feel if you have a passion or a hobby, you're a creator, be it a singer, dancer, you know, meme, for you're good at Photoshop, you're probably good at mimicry, you should give it a try. The lot of things, I mean, you could probably have it a passion and not convert it to, you know, a proper living, but you can definitely gain something out of it. Not in just terms of monetary. So if you are you're any kind of creator, you should definitely get into the social media space.
End mein thoda sa aapka audio blur ho gaya, but I heard it well. So just want to reiterate to the audience, if you really want to give it a shot, you should do it. Because if you don't, it's you're really losing more than gaining. And I agree 100% to what he just said, you know. Doing anything for that sake, you know, anything that you feel like will give you some growth, whether it be experience, let's not even talk about money for a while, whether it be experience, whether it be networking, I feel like if it gives you some amount of growth, be it mental, be it spiritual, be it physical, you should give it a chance. Because, you know, why not, you might be able to see some rapid growth, you know, you might be able to see some rapid improvement in you. So I feel like definitely I agree 100% with you on that. You should give it a shot. And you're going to see all these problems that we just mentioned, and you're going to have all these challenges that I just mentioned, but take these as advices. This guy here, he's the meme guru. Like, he's one of the OGs. He's one of the OG ones, right? So right now to Abhi is popular, you know, have a meme page, have a, you know, so and so. But this guy has been doing it for almost 10 years now. So he really knows what he's talking about. And the kind of advice, the kind of, you know, the pearls of knowledge that he's sharing with us on this podcast today, I'm more than grateful to have him here. Every influencer, at least in my opinion, is a very good marketer. How did you learn to market? What are some marketing tips that you can share with us? Because I know I had a talk to you with you the other day, and I instantly realized that you definitely are a very good marketer. What are some tips? What are some marketing tips that, you know, you can share with the influencers, the brands that are watching this, and how did you learn to market?
Okay. So like myself, I took a science stream in 11th, and then I've done engineering, having no, a formal education for marketing itself. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, being in this space since the last decade now, it has been mostly, you know, watching, hearing, testing, trial. Most of it has been through the experiences that I've seen around. So first of all, I'll say to influencers and, you know, the meme pages or anybody who's trying to come to the social media space, you really need to understand your skill set. You really need to understand your audience. You need to combine both of them and offer them what they will, you know, be likely to consume, engage, share. Mm-hmm. Right now, the question is something they engage with. By engaging, it should be something they would want, you know, to show to their friend, to, you know, tag their friend, you know, something they want to save and watch it later, something that has an impact on them. So try to create content which is not like, you know, just a post in their feed. It is like, bro, this post. I mean, it should be really the uniqueness and the originality does play a role. So keep the content quality to great to an extent. And I mean, what is really marketing? It is basically offering what the audience would need. Not just, you know, creating any product that you feel is good. So content creators really need to understand the audience. And when a brand is coming into this, they need to understand how that meme page, that influencer particularly connects to the audience. And then there's a passage. In that passage, they have to, you know, twist and turn their objectives and throw the message. Like suppose a brand OTT platform, they are coming, then how will a dancer would do, how a meme guy would do, it would be totally different. It cannot be one formal, you know, orthodox manner for everybody. It has to be slightly changed. And that slight change will, you know, make the engagement vary to such an extent that the brand is happy and so is the guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you cannot, you know, just put up a poster or guy who dances, you ask him, there's a movie coming out, you put up this. No, you probably make him dance to one of the songs and then tell him to give a shout out, like, love this music. And, you know, so the relevancy has to be there, because then there is no point of a brand spending so much money.
Yeah.
Influencer is not really influencing. He's looking more like a billboard. Because putting up a poster is something you do on a billboard. So here there is a face, a human. So that's how it should be. It should, you know, the content. And I keep seeing people are just creating different ways to, you know, make content and promote things. It is amazing how influencers are promoting, you know, healthcare products. They make a reel around it and then suddenly the product, how smartly the product is being placed in the content is the key. I mean, the audience doesn't realize it. It should be as good as that. They should be like, oh, this came, but they never thought so ki it is a, you know, promotional video. So that's how that's how good marketing right now has become.
Has become. Yeah, true.
So
I feel like you said this
has very come well. To and yeah. Sorry.
That you said this very well, ki if you're using an influencer and you're using him like a banner ad, it is such a shame. It is a waste of money, time, opportunity, everything.
It's a waste of money. And, you know, even in his case, his audience will not appreciate it. The audience will never appreciate promotions as such. But if you offer them in a very organic, in a format that they can enjoy and come to know about the product, that's the key. That's the social media marketing.
That is such a good point. I actually have, you know, I've actually realized this over the last few years that I have analyzed creators and I have analyzed influencer marketing. I have actually written a blog about this that I'll link in the description below. It is about the David Dobrik and SeatGeek example. I understand David Dobrik recently has been, you know, cancelled. I'm not sure if all my viewers know who David Dobrik is, but David Dobrik is one of these American bloggers. He started early 2016 blogging, and by 2017 what happened was he started rapid growth because of there were a couple of factors, but I feel like big reason was because of the increase in quality of budget, increase of quality of content because of the budget. And that happened because of his collaboration with SeatGeek. This company named SeatGeek was paying him tens of thousands of dollars to put in an ad. And what he would do is he would use all those tens of thousands of dollars and gift his friends cars, gift his, you know, school teacher a car, gift his parents a car. And what happened was his thumbnails, his titles would be so catchy. This guy is every other week, he's, you know, gifting cars to people, gifting supercars, gifting Lamborghinis. So what happened was, with that SeatGeek, with that David Dobrik content revolution, both the company and the content creator saw such rapid growth over 2 years. David Dobrik became a household name. Before that, David Dobrik was not even PG. He was not even family friendly. All of a sudden, David Dobrik is this, you know, philanthropic god. He's promoting this, promoting that. He even had a post with Tom Cruise about like, go and vote, and anyone who votes will get to meet me, Tom Cruise, get a Tesla, so on and so forth, you know. So I feel like 100%, if you are a brand, learn from what SeatGeek and David Dobrik did, or learn from 100 other examples, like you were saying. There are so many examples right now. You should learn how to integrate your brand so well that it doesn't seem like an ad. It rather seems like a lifestyle choice. It rather seems like you're representing something.
Yeah, like even like on social media, though, definitely the creativity is to much great extent, and the flexibility is also there. Even right now, we see on televisions, I see a lot of, you know, ads have a, you know, humor, or they have a, you know, a singer singing a song. So basically what they are trying to do, they are trying to fit that story in your mind. They are making you remember the story. And whenever you remember the story, you remember the ad or the product. So that's how it is goes. That it should, you know, stay with you. It's not like you see a poster, then you forget it because there was nothing else given to you, you know. Either you like the actor or you don't. So then there is no, you know, how is it promoting? If it is not, you know, even offering to the audience that doesn't want to see the movie. It is basically offering to everybody who will not know, you know, who doesn't follow, who might just, you know, who are on the conversion point. So that's important. True. And even the fact that you were mentioning that the, you know, the phrases or, you know, the first slide. So right now, I would also want to say anybody who's putting on, like with this new age, our attention spans have become very small. So for me, if I want to watch a reel, probably I'll decide it in 2 seconds. So your starting has to be, you know, your first image has to be something, you know, which catches. Like I've seen a lot of posts, we recently see the first post is how to make something viral in 5, you know, minutes or something. And then there are multiple slides. The way they created, the music they put. So there are a lot of, you know, these aesthetics and things that you can do to make the same kind of content work better. And since we like to, you know, these like suppose in case of reels, in 30 seconds, we are able to, you know, see something that was earlier seen in like 5 minutes or 10 minutes. I mean, short content, and everybody loves that. They don't want to, you know, spend 5 minutes on it. So yeah, that's also important, and that keeps it going.
True, definitely. I feel like that is more relevant for, you know, bloggers or YouTube video creators compared to memes, because memes are just, you know, they're just images.
Yeah. But even in case of memes, I'll say, I mean, like there are certain memers, they create a very complicated memes, or you can say templates that are not easily understandable by people such as you or me. Maybe they'll be very, you know, context based. So try not to choose them. I mean, if you have to go mainstream, or so do not pick them, because there are a lot of memes that I myself don't understand. So how can my audience will understand? So that is similar. I mean, that is quite similar to that. Like in YouTube, you see that first image and you're like, okay, I should see this video. In a meme, if you do not know the, you know, suppose an image, you don't know about the TV show or that movie. I'm not saying you have watched it or not. You have no idea about it. Why would you see a meme based on it? You won't consume it. Yeah. So it has to be, you know, relevancy and understanding. Probably in some cases, like somebody has an anime meme page. In that it might suit, because it is the audience's need, and yeah. they will understand that template, but in my case they won't. So that is really important. Yeah.
Mm. Strong point. Strong.
Lots to
understand your audience well. Yeah. Depending on that, and you're right. Yeah. This kind of sophisticated content also happens in memes. I have also personally seen so many memes. You know, jo samajh nahi aata hai, takes too long, or you know things like you know find what is wrong with this picture kind of memes. Like if I can't figure it out, like I just go to comments or just. I don't know, just go to some other
those kind of memes still work. I mean say let's just say like I mean you must have seen those this shall pass, there are two photos of Shilpas,
this time
in two that shall case it can work, as in you will try to brainstorm yourself, but the content is very less, like it is simply two photos and three words, but don't put a paragraph or you know very complicated. People don't like to consume it. I mean, it cannot be theoretical. It has to be if you know kind of things.
Yeah.
People like those, you know. And then when it hits, that there is a rush, and then they're like, oh. I mean, it should be not as simple, but
yeah,
a little quirky in a manner. It should be served to the audience. Yeah.
A little quirky, definitely. I feel like the whole culture of meme, or the whole culture of memes, basically thrives on that. If you know, you're a part of the community. And that sense of community, that feeling of, you know, I am with those people. Oh, I understand this joke. Oh, I get this because there's a meme, right? I feel like that is the whole concept behind memes. And it has been such an interesting journey to see of the revolution of memes. Like you said, from the beginning of trolls and, you know, from the beginning of simple black and white pictures and Gangnam style kind of pictures.
It all started from there, trolls. That's
from
how it started.
There, to today, you know, getting accounts as big as yours, getting other such popular meme accounts, and you know, having this as a full-fledged business, that is amazing to see.
Yeah.
And in my eyes, you know, I'm more excited of what's to come.
Yeah. I mean, the best part is this industry is going to such an extent that even I am surprised every day I see certain kind of content. I'm like, this is just beautiful the way they are doing it. I mean, creativity, the way they are marketing, even like from artistic point of view, marketing point of view, both ways. It is amazing. This is right now amazing. And
100%. I feel like definitely 100%. This whole social media, especially Indian social media, I feel like now is going to pop off.
Here. Yeah, now is the time.
If it has not already, right? I feel like already like last 2-3 years mein already pop up hone laga hai, but now I feel like you know it's the exponential growth right now.
Yeah.
Like tab se wo aise ja raha tha graph, all of a sudden now it's gonna peak. So
yeah.
And you know like you were saying, I think main ye bolna baat bhul gaya pehle jab aapne kaha tha ki you know these movies are also now making meme templates, pushing meme templates. I feel like all these things also started as early as 2015, 2014. You know when AIB initially started, and you know, like we all know, rest in peace Irfan Khan. Irfan Khan used to also, you know, promote his movies through AIB, and he saw the kind of growth his movies saw through AIB, such a controversial group, even though they are not at all PG, even though they're not at all, you know, well respected, at least at the time. Even though that was the case, they, you know, like big actors, big names like Irfan Khan still supported these meme templates and saw tremendous growth in their movies, saw tremendous relevancy in the Indian culture. I feel like memes is this one key to get into the, you know, the brain of Indian youth today. If you want to promote something, you want to get something out to the Indian youth, you put it in a meme template, they will consume it. They will consume it. You just have to it doesn't have to feel like
by you
pushing it, but definitely.
And like you said, youth, I'll say anybody who's between 15 to 30 years. If you have a service, product or anything, social media it is. I mean, you can always cater to 30 to 50 because even they are on Facebook, even they are using Instagram. But likely the case is any brand, any product they want to hit for 15 to 30 years, this is the best way to promote it. I mean, it should be very feasible and cheaper as well.
True.
And something where you can track very, you know, there is a track of all the marketing that you're doing, which is not the case in Billboard. I mean, you wouldn't know. I mean, you can just estimate all the time.
Not
like
even
in this
TV.
Case, you can have better figures.
Yeah, not even TV. You don't know anything about, no, ki maine ek headphones ka ad dala, how many clicks am I getting back? There's no idea. You don't have
Yeah. And after all, it is not the amount of views, it is amount of conversions that you're getting that helps.
True.
I mean, the ratio is all that matters. If the views are like crore and people converting 100, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
There is no point of those 1 crore views.
Yeah,
yeah, that's how it
is. Money for that crore views, yeah? You're not getting anything back.
Yeah, you'll be paying a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think this is one upside of it as well. I mean, the tracking of their marketing campaign, it has almost become real time as well. So
yeah.
For a brand, it's a very good situation. They know how to go about it and, you know, push it more or push it less, how much they are towards their goals. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That is so true. And definitely, I mean, look, you and you along with the other few, you know, meme gods that are today in India, I feel like you guys are doing an excellent job in pushing out such content, in pushing out content, you know, that helps the Indian youth. I feel like this is such a medium of, you know, just chill out. Like, thodi der hu main, you know, I'm studying right now, just chill out, break lete hain, IG pe jaate hain, memes in dekh ke aate hain, share it with my friends, you know, get a good laugh out of it and go back. I feel like this is something that has become a part of our culture now. I feel like when we will become like those, you know, uncles, we will talk about these memes in like, you know, those parties around kids or whatever. So I feel like
and memes are here to stay.
Yeah. This is going to be such an integral part of what we are doing today.
It has.
Memes, definitely. I mean, thanks a lot, Karanveer Singh. Karanveer Singh, this has been a pleasure to talk to you.
Had a great time, man.
Amazing. I feel like we have, you know, we have put together a course, a meme kit, you know, how to become a meme, how to become a memer today in India. So we have put a whole course out.
Yeah.
Anyone who
Probably
watches this,
your first slide should be how to get viral in 5 minutes.
How to get viral in 5 minutes.
Or something.
Definitely.
Yeah, let's make it 45 minutes because since this will be 45 minutes long, but yeah.
Yeah,
that's how it is.
I hope Prabhu cuts some thick air, this becomes more, you know, digestible.
Yeah,
but definitely follow Karanveer Singh on the, what is the exact name? It's The Indian Memes.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, it's at The Indian Memes on Facebook and IG. Follow the guy. He makes amazing content, amazing memes. I've seen some of your memes. There are so many nostalgic ones, you know, with the music that you get there. Bro, I immediately go to my Spotify and add those songs to my playlist.
Yeah.
And, you know, I immediately jam out to them. So 100% follow the guy. He has been an absolute help. I feel like anyone who's watching the whole podcast will get so much knowledge out of how to grow. And I feel like, come on. I feel like if a grade 8 kid can plan out so big, can, you know, manifest this, I'm sure you, especially in this day and age, when you know this is a thing, when you know this is a possibility, you don't have to, you know, dream that big. This is a reality now. You especially can grow as a meme. You know, if you follow all the tips that he just said, there is no stopping you. There is no stopping you. So
people who have a skill right now, I'm sure you guys have the time. So why not just push it, try and test it out. If things go well, you will become something. Otherwise, your art is anyway growing. So it's a win-win. I'll say, just go and do it.
100%. Thank you so much, Karanveer Singh. I will not take more of your time. Thank you so much.
Let's
talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, man. See you.
Yeah, see you.